Coach Harsin joins us on Huddle Up with Harsh. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic, Bob. It's been an awesome day around here.
Well, I described signing day two as a day of quality over quantity. You guys got three different players at three different positions. So tell us a little bit about each of the three guys that signed to join the 20 that you got before Christmas.
Yeah, well, one of the things, you know, just the early signing period and then the time to go out there and find these three players and spend the time with them, you know, it was different. And I thought our coaches did a great job. They maximized their time. They built the relationships and did the work necessary to get these three players signed. And then also utilizing that time to get ahead on the 2019 class. But you know, starting with the guys that we signed, Riley Smith, and here's a guy from Florida. And there's always a question, you know, we're into Texas, obviously into California, and then we get three guys, and two out of the three, one's from Florida, one's from Georgia, and Riley Smith was a guy that, the connection there, his dad actually went to school at Bora and graduated from Bora High School and moved to Florida. And so Riley knew about Boise, had never been here. And so there was a guy that we had watched as we were recruiting the quarterbacks in that second part of recruiting and really got to know him and felt like he was a great fit. Just his personality, it really fit with our players here. They enjoyed him when he came on his visit and thought the way that his season had gone this year. It's very interesting. In his high school, there was another quarterback he shared time with, and this other player went to Auburn. But he and Riley both, every drive in every game, and it didn't matter who was hot or not, they always went back and forth every single drive. And so Riley, we got a chance to watch him, and his numbers aren't there where some of the other quarterbacks might be, but because he was splitting time and they had success doing that, you know, that was something that we were very intrigued with because we felt like his best years are ahead of him. He's very physical. He's a 6'4", 215-pound player that throws the ball extremely well. And going to the high school and talking to his coach, who has been around quarterbacks, produced guys, had so many of the right things to say about Riley. And ultimately, he was a guy that, when it was all said and done, could do everything that we wanted and really feel like we ended up with a guy that is a perfect fit, you know, for our program. So, Zach Hill and our coaches did a tremendous job with him, you know, over near that area in Georgia, Tyneal Hopper. And here's a guy that we knew about, started to follow, did a little research, knew he could play, wanted to find out more information. You know, when you start to get too far out of the areas you're always in, you want to do the work and research. And once we got him on the phone, no question, great vibe, great energy, loves the game. And a funny story, you know, here was a guy that growing up, he's 11 and 12 years old, he's playing NCAA football, and the team he's playing with is Boise State, and he's playing on the blue field. And so that connection instantly, we started to follow him. He told his dad, hey, Boise State's starting to follow me, and his dad asked, well, what does that mean? And he's like, I have no idea, but this is a school we've talked about for a long time, and here they are. And all of a sudden, he's on a visit, and he's in Boise, Idaho. He's on that blue field and deciding to be a Bronco. So, you know, that connection between those two guys coming from that far away couldn't have been any better, and our coaches did a great job of making that happen. And then last, Dallas Holliday is a guy that Coach Fidel had been on and had talked to, and we were looking for, you know, somebody with size and his ability to be able to move. And on his team, Oak Christian, he was the guy that pulled, and really the only one. He was the puller. He was the most athletic and the most physical. And he's a guy, all these guys, great students, but Dallas, great student, and just wanted to be a part of a program. He could come in here, get a great education. And then he's one of those old linemen that just loves to play. He loves the physicality of the game. And he really enjoyed the way that we ran the ball and did things with our tailbacks and with the O-line and the combinations of schemes that we used. He felt like that just fit for him. So All three of them, all great personalities, all great character guys, all very good students, and somehow, some way, had a little connection with our program and wanted to be here, which was probably the biggest thing we talked about with this entire class. Every single one of these guys wanted to be at Boise State, and it took very little, you know, as far as convincing, really just showing these guys what we're about, what we have to offer, and getting them here to see it for themselves. So we couldn't be more excited. Got a great class, great group. Darren Usher, our recruiting staff, a tremendous job, and can't wait to get these guys on campus.
Coach Brian Harsin joining us, Huddle Up with Harse here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio, The Ticket. A lot to unpack there in that last answer, but number one on my list is we need to get that NCAA football video game back, for crying out loud. It needs to come back.
But, no question. That, we need to get it with the blue. Maybe we'll put Jared Zebranski back on the cover of it. It doesn't matter. Let's just get the Broncos out there as much as possible because we landed the guy because of that. This guy's a really good player, and it helped us.
I'm with you. Let's do it. All right, on that note, though, you mentioned a couple from the southeastern part of the country, and you sort of touched on it too, but the challenge of relating to and making people from different areas of the country feel comfortable about Boise State. What are the challenges of when you are talking to people within a different area of the country than you're typically doing?
Well, one of the things, our coaches in the areas we recruit, the Northwest, Texas, we're obviously around there. They know who our coaches are. We've built relationships. They know the kind of guys we're looking for. They know the criteria. And so when you get out of that, the same questions, as you could imagine, come up. You know, it's really about, well, who are you? And that's really what it comes, and where are you coming from? So for us, you know, to try to dive into their high schools in Roswell, you know, for example, in Georgia, we sent our coaches there. And Coach Hill and Coach Riddle got on campus and were able to talk to Tenille and get with his family. And so it's really, at that point, it's not so much the football part of it. They can do the research. They can look at the university. It's really about the people at that point. And it was very easy with Tenille. It was very easy with Riley for us to go in there and connect with them. And I think that was the key ingredient, was all said and done, you know, our sons are going to go a long ways across the country to be in Boise, Idaho. However, everybody felt like this was the right fit. And, you know, I think that's what you're looking for in recruiting is, you know, to bring the right guys in that want to be a part of it. And those two guys, this is exactly where they wanted to be.
Are the on-campus visits, Coach, more important with somebody from a different part of the country? I mean, seeing what it's going to be like, because I'm sure, you know, you said Smith had never come, and I'm assuming Hopper had never been to this part of the country either.
No, we hadn't, and that's exactly the question. At the end of the visit, you know, usually on a Sunday, that's when I get a chance to sit down with them officially and have my meeting and really just ask them questions. What did they think? And a lot of the times, it doesn't matter from California or wherever, the biggest thing that stands out is a lot different than I thought, and always in a good way. And so, you know, guys that are coming from across the country, you know, they got to come here and see Boise, Idaho. And when they get here and they land at the airport and the university is 10 minutes away and they get a chance to drive down Broadway and see the school, see the stadium, get on campus, and really, most importantly, I think, get around our players and ask them questions. You know, we'll always have a panel of guys for the parents and the players to ask questions to. And really the biggest thing is, why did you choose Boise State? And yeah, that's time for our players to handle all that. Coaches aren't involved in it. And so when the parents and the players walk out of there, they got a lot better understanding of why the current players that are here on campus living this lifestyle and being a part of this team, why did they choose it? And so I think our players are our best recruiters because they tell them exactly the reasons why and how they feel about being here. And usually when they come out of that meeting, I think that's one of those things that really seal them as far as being at Boise State. So it's always better, but extremely important to get them here, let them see it, let them see the community. And they leave here going, I know that's a great place. And more often than not, they choose to be a part of it.
Coach Brian Harsin with us, and this being, I guess, the first regular signing day in the same year with the early signing day. And you've mentioned a couple of the advantages of it. One of them, you can have the head start on next year's recruiting. Another one, perhaps having the players, perhaps more players arriving on campus earlier so they can get more used to things. What is the bigger advantage, getting the head start or perhaps having those players here earlier?
Well, you can have the players here early. They can still graduate early. We could always do that, even before signing early. I think the biggest advantage, I think the biggest advantage is for the players. Some of these guys, they've been recruited since their sophomore year, and they're at a point where they know the school they want to go to. They know what they want to do. They have a vision for their future, and the early signing just allows them to just stop all the recruiting and just focus now on going to wherever it is they want to go. And so to me, I think it's the advantage for the players when you have the early signing period is now it tells everybody else, like, stop calling me, stop texting me, stop coming by my school, stop trying to talk to me or anybody in my family or whoever it is I associate with that's important to me. You know what? Bottom line, hey, I'm done. I'm going here, and I officially have signed that says I am. And to me, that's where I think it has the most benefit is for those players. As far as coaches, you sign your class. It's a little less, obviously, having to go see those guys multiple times because they're signed. But it also allows you to be ahead in recruiting. So now for our coaches, we go out in spring. We know about these 2019 guys more than we would have had we had the same setup as we did the previous years.
Coach, we'll finish with one final question. This was the first year of, the early signing day. At the end of the period, are you now in favor of it? Do you want to see it continue? And what do you think the majority of coaches feel about it right now?
I think everybody would be in favor of it. I don't know what it's going to look like next year. I'll be interested to see how staffs and really recruits handle the early versus later signing period. That will probably give us a lot better idea of whether coaches truly liked it or the prospects truly liked it. But at this point right now, I mean, the class that we signed and what we were able to do, I'm all in favor of it right now.
Coach, thanks for your time. I look forward to visiting with you and all of your assistant coaches tonight at 5 out at Big Al. So that's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you out there, and go Broncos.